During this Passion Sunday, and as we continue through this Holy Week, our eyes are drawn to the cross, to the crucifixion. The cross, at the surface level, it's not a beautiful thing. It's a horrifying thing. It was deliberately crafted to be an instrument of terror. The Romans used this to make sure that no one would cross them. And yet, for we who have faith, for we who understand what Jesus was truly doing on that Good Friday, the cross becomes something beautiful. How can we understand the transformation that happens here, this instrument of torture, into the sign of God's greatest love? We see this and can interpret it, especially with Jesus' own words. There, with his disciples, at the Last Supper, he turns to them and he says to them, "There is no greater love than this, than to lay down life for a friend." Jesus anticipated and knew his death was imminent. And he explains it in terms of the greatest love. To lay down one's life for a friend. St. Paul, reflecting on this same mystery, goes deeper into it, sharpens what it is that's happening. For St. Paul reflects and says, you know, it's possible. Sometimes there are those who would indeed sacrifice their life, maybe in a very difficult, painful, cruel way, as we see in the cross. Someone might do that if it was on behalf to save someone else's life, if that was a good person, if it was someone that they loved. Maybe you could even imagine the same thing. Is there someone who's so good, so important, so loved in your life that you'd be willing to lay down your own life on their behalf? St. Paul says, yeah, it's possible that someone might lay down their life for a good man. But he follows up and says, this is how God proves his love. That while we were yet enemies and sinners, Jesus died for us. We look upon the cross and we see God's gift of his love for us. It should penetrate deep into our minds and our hearts, especially during this Holy Week. The realization that God so loved the world that Jesus would die on the cross for me. Let that truth, let that love of God penetrate deep within us. Because if God's love is so powerful, he would go to the cross for us even while we were sinners, then there is proof that God will not abandon us. That ultimately God will go to whatever are the extremes, so that he might be able to prove his love for us, that we might be convicted and convinced of that love. We can even go back to Jesus' own words. There is no greater love than for one to lay down his life for a friend. See, Jesus, he goes even further when he says this, explaining the meaning of his own death. There's no greater love than to lay down your life for a friend. And he follows up by saying to them, you are no longer called my servants, my disciples. You are my friends. See, Jesus is pushing this all the way, isn't it? It's not simply that we have been redeemed by the blood of Christ, and so therefore we are now indebted to Christ, although we are, for the salvation that he offers, for the forgiveness of our sins bought at the precious price of the blood of the Lamb. It's not simply that we have been made into servants and disciples, but he turns to them and says, you are my friends. We continue on through this Holy Week, yes, unto Good Friday, with our eyes upon the cross, seeing there the greatest sign of God's love for us. But it does not end there, does it? Because we see the price of sin, but the Good Friday leads us to the resurrection. And Jesus' promises again and again that he wants to raise us up to be able to share in the new life, that we would be friends. This week, as we continue on throughout these holy days, let us let our gaze go to the cross, that we might see in the passion of Jesus the greatest sign of God's love, and follow through to continue to see the communion that God is calling us to beyond the cross, even to the resurrection. Amen.
Amen.